Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories. Good morning, I'm Brian Britton. Graduations, high school graduations, usually a very formal affair. Graduations at Westwood Regional High School are usually no exception. Sedate, maybe a drenching downpour from a thunderstorm, but not quite this time. Viral video of a brawl. The Washington Township Police Department says multiple scuffles erupted on the school's football field as the ceremony was winding down. Kids were still in their caps and gowns. One person went to the hospital. Several more were injured. Via a statement, police said this was supposed to be an enjoyable night that the Westwood High School senior class worked hard for and have been waiting for, which has now been tainted due to the egregious behavior by some. It's unclear at this point what sparked the confrontations. Police are continuing their investigation. So an 86-year-old man who was hit and killed by a City Department of Transportation truck earlier this month has now been identified as a former mafioso. Anthony Conigliaro, former acting captain for the Genovese crime family, known as Tony Cakes and Tony the Dessert Man, a bunch of other nicknames as well. His lawyers and law enforcement sources confirmed his identity to the New York Post, one police source saying he spent his life looking over his shoulder, but he forgot to look both ways before crossing the street. Winds News Time, 10:34. After several threats to his office, the Manhattan District Attorney now has a request for the judge in former President Donald Trump's hush money case.
The Manhattan DA says it's imperative to keep the gag order on Donald Trump in the weeks before he's sentenced on 34 felony counts. In court filings, DA Alvin Bragg and his prosecution team say it's still necessary to protect the jurors who decided the verdict, as threats and doxing attempts have been made, and those involved in investigating and presenting the case, although protections for witnesses no longer necessary. The filing cites bomb threats to the home of two people involved in the trial, and the number of threats escalating into the hundreds to the DA's office, 56 of them requiring investigative action. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Search does continue this morning for two teenagers who went swimming off Jacob Rees Park and did not come out of the water. This happened last night at about 6:30. Lifeguards were off duty. They go off duty at 6 p.m. 16 and 17-year-old boys went into the water at Bay 2. The adults they were with remained on shore, and they saw the boys struggling.
Seeing that mom cry, that's her only son. One of the parents are here, and to hear her cry and pray on the beach, watching her pray on the beach for us to locate her son. Department, this agency, will not rest until we locate these two swimmers.
NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry, NYPD, FDNY Coast Guard were out there yesterday until the sun went down and there was no more visual. As of sunrise this morning, NYPD says the Coast Guard and the Harbor Patrol are back out there. They're using drones, they're using choppers, they're using boats, they're using divers. And they are searching for those boys. The humidity levels are up. AccuWeather Real Feels are going up with the humidity levels and the temperatures. We're looking at an air temperature in the low 90s today, but Real Feels will be in the triple digits.
The heat wave continues across the Tri-State area. Most places are going to be up into the low and mid-90s. The beach will be a good place to cool off with highs only in the 80s there. But Real Feels are going to be up near 100 this afternoon. Again, when you factor in that humidity, and we're going to see the heat wave continue tomorrow with highs in the low and mid-90s. Real Feels again up near 100, and the humidity starts to drop a little bit Monday and Tuesday. Looks pretty nice.
That is AccuWeather's John Furyk. We've got 83 degrees right now as we go up to 92. John calling it uncomfortable, but the heat can also be downright dangerous. Visits to the emergency rooms at New York and New Jersey hospitals are up 800% over the past few days.
You can start out with just heat exhaustion, but that can progress to heat illness.
ER Dr. Carrie Lehman says temperatures like these can truly be life-threatening.
Worst case scenario, it can lead to heat stroke. And if you become someone who is affected by heat stroke, it could lead to damage to the brain.
On Friday, temperatures hit 95 in Philadelphia and 98 in Louisville. Officials in Maine have recorded nearly 80 heat-related emergency visits this week.
Correspondent Bradley Blackburn, Con Ed, is asking customers in parts of northern Queens to conserve energy while they make repairs to some equipment. They're also reducing voltage while they do this, so if your air conditioner is not pumping out as cold as you'd like, it's probably the reason why. We're talking about the area of Queens, about 130,000 customers in sections like Douglaston Manor, Auburndale, College Point, Little Neck, Murray Hill, Queensboro Hill. Meanwhile, workers at Con Ed have authorized a strike, which could mean that there is a walkout this weekend. John Malia, spokesperson for UWA Local 12, he spoke to 1010 Winds.
A strike is the one thing our membership has as a way of making sure that Con Ed, you know, it gives us a fair and decent contract.
On the other side, the utility putting out a statement saying the Utility Workers Union of America Local 12 and Con Edison continue to engage in meaningful and productive discussions. We remain optimistic these conversations will result in an agreement that is fair and equitable for our employees as well as for our customers. But we are talking about a race here, maybe a rat race, though. Candidates for Brooklyn's 56th Assembly District seat are on opposing side of the war on rodents. We can all agree that rats are a problem. It's just, what do we do about them? Challenger Ian Huntley in favor of the no-kill birth control approach, while incumbent Stephanie Zinerman supports extermination. Huntley telling the Daily News that killing rats sends the wrong message. He says, I don't think about, like, you know, oh, I don't like pigeons, so we should be, like, shooting them out of the sky. Meanwhile, Zinerman's spokesperson says, rats bring disease, why wouldn't we just kill them? Well, sunrise this morning was absolutely spectacular for a few reasons. The Paul Winter Consort presented their 29th annual Summer Solstice Sunrise Celebration this morning at 4:30, taking place at the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine. On the event's website, Paul Winter says, of all the places I've played in the world, only two could host an event on this scale, the Cathedral and the Grand Canyon. The acoustics at St. John, wow.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.